1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. And we had a great time on Saturday night at our Casino Night 2000. I'll tell you about that. Raised a lot of money for my friend's place. By the way, the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2000 CD is available. If you want clips, best bits, etc. from our radio show over the last year, this is the phone number to call. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that come out with these CDs every year, and there's a lot of these radio shows that they're giving it away or they're selling it for $5 or whatever. If you want one that's funny, buy ours, okay? Buy this one. Number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD, and you can order it by calling 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. We'll take Visa, we'll take MasterCard, we'll take a personal check, and your orders are filled by people that are fast, courteous, and professional. To this date, we've made $6,589 on our CD, the year 2000 CD. So we're very grateful to you guys who have gone out and purchased the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD for the year 2000. Now, the largest cable operator in the nation's second largest city, that's Los Angeles, has dropped its only pay-per-view sex channel. Adelphia Communications, which has about 1.2 million subscribers in Los Angeles and Orange counties, completed phasing out the popular Spice Channel. Which, Craig, you're familiar with that, aren't you? And that's being replaced with the Health Network this fall, the Spice Channel. Everybody's probably heard of the Spice Channel. Frankly, if anything, I've heard complaints about the Spice Channel, that it is a very heavily edited and censored channel, although that may not be the case anymore. I don't want to tell you how I know, but my wife and I took a vacation to Mexico, and they had those movies in the hotel room, but I wouldn't know anything about it. And it's... It's to that particular topic that we want to address ourselves this afternoon, because there is a lawsuit that's being at least partially being considered by one attorney in the San Marino area. Harvey Wireman joins us, and he is an attorney, actually a former criminal attorney, but you're doing pro bono work now, Mr. Wireman?
Yes, Phil. I do a variety of legal representation on a number of things.
You were with the ACLU for a number of years, right?
Yes, I was, but that's, I think you're going back a few years.
All right, and you are representing Mr. Chris Norton?
Yes, I am, and Chris is on
there. Are you there, Chris?
Oh, hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good. So what's the story?
Well, Mr. Norton, I think I probably want to let my attorney address my specific grievances, then I can jump in and tell you, you know, some other things about it and give you some background.
Yeah, Phil, if you wouldn't mind.
Go ahead, Mr. Wireman.
Well, on behalf of Mr. Norton, we are considering a lawsuit against Adelphia Cable System for torturous business interference, and that is by eliminating these adult channels, they have constrained my client from accessing information and research about his industry.
All right, now...
Let me repeat that. By eliminating these adult channels, these are adult films. We're not talking about movies that are being shown to children. We're talking about films that are being shown to adults. They are constraining my client from accessing information and research about your industry. Is that right, Chris?
Phil, I've just formed Throb City Productions in association with Purple Vein Enterprises, which is an adult-based entertainment business. We are brand new, and we are branching out into adult films. Also, we have on-site massage, dating surrogacy, and mobile DJ service. We feel that Adelphia Cable has limited our access to adult films, and Purple Vein Productions, along with Throb...
Okay, I want to ask you something, if you wouldn't mind. Harvey, you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, I understand the name of your company is Throb City.
If you have a problem...
Well, we're having a problem with Purple Vein Productions. Is there some way that you can...
I don't know what he wants to do.
All right, we will not refer to Purple Vein, if that's...
Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
What he's basically saying, Chris, is don't refer to Purple Vein Productions, just Throb City.
Okay. We got that out of the way. Do you understand that, Chris, or do you want me to put you on hold?
You don't want me to refer to Purple...
Okay, what I'm going to do is put those guys on hold till they work it out, and I forgive me for that. Are they, Mike, are you talking to them now? Okay. Harvey, are you back?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Phil, we feel that they've limited our access to adult films. I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast, and Spice Channel, and all of them has had the new films that the video stores don't have yet. By accessing these films, I can see the new adult film techniques and discover new talent.
Mr. Norton, Phil, also feels that by limiting the adult content of cable companies, women who have recently become consumers of adult films will no longer see new techniques and new devices to be used in their own relationships.
I think chicks have learned a lot in the last several...
All right, hold on for a minute, guys, because you're going into two different areas here. You're talking about how you, Mr. Norton, want adult films on Spice Channel to be shown because you want to see the new techniques. You're a filmmaker?
Yes, sir. That's what Throb City is. It's a new adult film production company.
Yeah, Mr. Norton feels that he should have access to this.
Okay. And so you want to see new talent?
We want to see new talent. We have had a hand in discovering some pretty interesting new talent down through the years. Sandy Rambone was one of our discoveries. Big John Peterson is another one. So we have a number of people who we have,
discovered.
Yeah, discovered. And
so you discover these people by seeing the Spice Channel.
That is correct, Phil.
Now let me interrupt with a I think what's a good question. And we're talking, by the way, folks, with Harvey Wireman and Chris Norton. Mr. Wireman's an attorney. Chris Norton is the owner of Throb City Productions, which is a new adult film production company. They are protesting Adelphia Cable Systems dropping Spice Channel. If you have a cable system in whatever city you live in, you probably have access to at least some adult content. At least one cable company in this country that we know of now, Adelphia, has dropped this from their system. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, you know, resist the temptation to make these people heroes.
Well, I'm not making them heroes, but I'm saying they've taken a courageous stand in dropping...
Yeah, but when they drop this content, you know, it makes it more difficult for Throb City to get started, okay?
I don't want to inhibit Throb City Productions from getting started, but I'm saying that can't you discover your talent somewhere else? The guys that put the movies on Spice Channel...
The movies that are on are on Spice Channel, because that's what I want to do. I want to start my own channel called Throb Channel. And the movies that are on the Spice Channel right now are low rate, okay? The higher quality ones will be on the Throb Channel.
And have you approached...
Yeah, we've approached Adelphia about putting the Throb Channel on, and they will at this time not do that. And
well, if they're taking Spice Channel off, man, they're not going to put Throb Channel on.
Well, that's the thing, and we feel that, you see, Adelphia is keeping my client, Mr. Henry, who is a very handsome man, and he's planning to star in some of his own films. They're limiting adult films at the cable system level and limiting his ability to make a living.
Mr. Norton is going to appear in his own films?
Mr. Norton plans on appearing in his own adult films, yes, sir. And now, Adelphia, not carrying these movies, they limit my client's ability to make a living. Now, my client is extremely good-looking and is also handsome.
I didn't hear you.
I said he's very good-looking. And
I don't want to talk about myself, Mr. Henry, but I am good-looking, and that's why I have my attorney talk about how good-looking I am, because I don't, at this time, want to do that.
Yeah, I'll talk about how good-looking you are at the present time, Chris, and he is good-looking.
Chris, you don't want to talk about that?
No, my attorney told me he'll talk about how good-looking I am.
Yes, he's good-looking, and the ability for him to make a living is what we're talking about.
And all right, so Adelphia not carrying Spice Channel and maybe some other cable companies dropping adult...
Yeah, adult channels will limit his ability to make a living and limit his ability to discover new talent for Throb City Productions.
All right. It's a little complicated when you guys talk about you doing negotiation with these channels.
Well, the point is, they should be carrying pornographic channels on these cable systems. Why they aren't, I don't know.
Well, I can answer that. I mean, as a parent, I can tell you don't want your kids watching it.
Well, Mr. Henry, with all due respect, I would keep my children from watching that. And
well, you know, you can access these things by just dialing up a phone number now. And
well, you know, so what? I don't know. This is a guy who will not be able to eat. My client will starve because you, and I'm not saying you, Mr. Henry, but your listeners out there that don't want adult films on their cable channel, all of a sudden, my client's going to starve to death?
Yeah, and all the women will not be able to learn all the newest techniques of the lovemaking, neither. on account of there won't be no lovemaking channels on. And that's what Throb City was going to be. It's going to be instructional.
Yes, it was going to be instructional. I mean, it was going to be instructional. And that's why we're saying...
Okay, can you just both you guys hold the line for a moment?
Certainly.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Henry.
Okay, we have Chris Norton and Harvey Weirman. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This may be happening in your neck of the woods. I don't know. On the West Coast, at least one cable channel is dropping the Spice Channel. And Mr. Norton, through his attorney, Harvey Weirman, is considering a lawsuit forcing them to put adult films back on the cable system. And in so doing, enabling him to spot new talent for his production company, which, frankly, I don't want to promote anymore. Okay? Mike, if you wouldn't mind, and I will tell Mr. Weirman that. Mr. Weirman?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to promote your client's production company anymore, so I'd rather not hear it.
And we won't mention Throb City. And that... Hello?
Yeah, okay. Dump him the next time he says that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget the number to call to get the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. 877-61. Well, hold on for a minute. 877-616-7447. I hate giving out those numbers and then give out our call-in number because it may confuse people. Somebody calling our call-in line to order a CD. Somebody calling the CD line to call into the show. You know. So anyway, our call-in number here. I forgot what it was. It's 1-800-449-8686. Harvey, I guess I need a lawyer to figure this out, huh, Harvey?
Yes. It sounds like you're a little busy over there.
All right, Mr. Weirman's an attorney. Chris Norton is his client. Adelphia Cable Systems in Los Angeles are getting rid of the Spice Channel, which is an adult film channel. And this is the first cable company to do so. And Mr. Norton, you say that by getting rid of the Spice Channel, you can't do business because you're a adult film producer.
That's correct, because we want to have a market for our adult films also, but also we want to be able to spot new talent for our films. And
so you want to look at these films on Spice Channel, spot talent, and hire them for your movies?
That's correct.
And also, Mr. Henry, I want to reiterate, my client, Mr. Norton, also plans on starring in a number of his own films. He's extremely good-looking, and as such could make a lot of money, and they're not going to allow him to, by not letting him be in on the cable system, he won't be able to make as much money with how good-looking he is.
On account of my good looks.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Sarasota on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, how you guys doing today? This little suit is ridiculous. You know, Adelphia has the right to place whatever content they want on their system. And
Not keep me from eating.
Excuse me?
Not and keep me from making a living.
So there's no other job in that industry that you can go find.
Being able to, because I'm very good looking and also have my own production company.
What does being good-looking have to do with it?
Well, my client, if I could jump in, Phil.
Go ahead.
My client is not only the producer and director, he's the star of the films that he makes. So he would find that their interference in his being able to place his adult films on their cable system interfering with his ability to make a living. And because he's very good-looking, he could make a substantial living.
There's got to be a ton of companies out there that you can go to.
I would not be able to make a substantial living.
That's correct.
A ton of companies out there that he could go to. All right, well, what do you mean?
He's saying that we could... He has his own company, sir, Throb City. And we make our own movies.
I understand that.
And we want Adelphia to show them on the Spice Channel.
Well, doesn't Adelphia have the right to put on whatever movies they want, whatever content they want?
Well, I don't think they have the right to keep my client from eating. And
well, wait a minute. You're saying since they won't show Throb City production movies...
That's correct.
Therefore, your client won't eat.
Nobody will see how good-looking he is.
What does that have to do with it? I don't understand what you're saying.
I believe I... He's good. He's a very handsome man.
So am I.
I'm really good looking. Yeah, but I have sexual talents that enable me to perform in the adult film realms.
He's specific to the adult film business, sir.
Can I just jump in? This is Phil Hendry. I know the guy's good looking, but that ain't what it takes in porn, is it?
Well, no, you need something else, but he's got that too.
Oh, you seen that, huh?
Well, sir, you know, come on, you know, he's my client. I gotta know everything about him.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call in Sarasota. It's a little confusing. 1-800-44.
Well, what's confusing about it?
Well, you guys say that you want to make movies under the banner of Throb City Productions. You want to start the Throb Channel, but
Adelphia's not going to carry it.
Well, there must be some other cable companies.
Not in the Los Angeles area.
All right, here's Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
this
hi.
Is my take.
Yes,
I have
ma'am.
Actually two opinions.
What's your take?
It's obviously supply and demand. If the business were there, they would continue to offer it. They choose not to. The second thing is,
if you can't make a living in your profession, you should get a different job. So it's got nothing to do with demand. They got political pressure to pull the movies.
No, wait a minute. This lady's making a good point. They probably got nobody subscribing, or isn't that a pay-per-view?
Well, Phil, it's you have to order it, okay? But you still, the fact of the matter is, it's still just as accessible as anything else in terms of the money they can make.
Wrong.
If people are not ordering it, then... there would be no reason to continue offering it because you would lose money.
Well, I order Spice Channel at least 12 hours a day.
Well, and
okay,
obviously
I got it on
that's your thing,
house.
But not everybody's.
Well, what
furthermore,
I'm saying
furthermore, if you can't make a living at this business, you need to get a different employment. I work in websites. If there's no
it's
website work, guess
trade.
What? I have to pick a different profession.
What do you
that's
work
life.
In? What line of work do you work in?
I work in website development. If that goes away, I pick a different profession. That's life.
Well, guess what? I'm very good at what I do, and this is restraint of trade. It would be like you design websites, what they told you, you're not allowed to design no website no more. That wouldn't be fair, okay?
So then I would move to a different profession.
Yeah, right.
That's the way life is.
Yeah,
huh?
Right. I'm good looking.
I'm good looking, too.
My client's good looking.
So?
My client is very good looking.
And have you ever been at Adult Films?
No, and I would never do it. So.
Okay. Well,
have
I mean,
you ever
I'm
been a website designer?
But I'm saying... Okay, you talk about moving to another profession, but you just said you won't do no adult film.
No, I won't.
Hey, let me ask you a question, ma'am. Do you do the site Big Black Knockers? Because we like that site. And
well, there's no indication this woman works on that.
No, I like the Big Black Knockers site, though. But...
Well, hold on for a minute. You don't do porn sites, do you, ma'am?
No, I don't.
Okay, she doesn't.
Well, we're under the stamp.
Okay, his phone just went out. Thank you for your call. You there, Mr. Wireman?
Yes, sir. We got disconnected primarily.
St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, the only thing I have to say is I've been hearing how good-looking this guy is.
No, ma'am, I'm just saying that I have a right to make a living.
Let me finish, please. I've
got a right to make a living.
Let me finish. If you're so good-looking and there are other opportunities that you can go out and use your looks for, that you will not be starving.
First of all, I'm a film producer as well as film director. That's first of all. Second of all, I have my own production company, Throb City. I have
so then you're not going to be starving. If you have that much
going for you,
you're not going
to
be starving.
They don't have the right to restrain trade.
Ma'am, if you know the laws of the United States, there is such a thing as restraint of trade, which is illegal. And,
okay, but you're not talking about that.
What I've heard is how good-looking this guy is. We're talking
and
about
how good-looking, and that we're constraining him. We're not feeding him
because he can't get this onto cable. I didn't say you. Are you in the cable business? You're saying we. What, do you got a turd in your pocket? I'm talking about Adelphia Cable.
Okay, you don't have to.
Well, what does she mean, we?
Do you work for a cable company, ma'am?
We as us. You're talking about the cable company then, sir.
Are you working for the cable company, ma'am?
Other things.
Ma'am, do you work for the cable company?
No.
Oh, okay. That's all we wanted to know. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Harvey Wireman, attorney at law, and Chris Norton, who is an entrepreneur. He owns Throb City Productions, which is an adult film production company. A cable company here in Los Angeles has dropped Spice Channel, which is an adult film channel. And you call that restraint of trade?
Well, Mr. Hendry, this is Harvey Wireman. Women would love this the Spice Channel, I think, if they saw my client on it. And that's why I think we're getting a lot of pushback from women.
That's correct, Mr. Hendry. I think that, first of all, I think I am very good-looking, as I said.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay, well, but I think a lot of women don't understand how good-looking I are. That I are, and if they seen me on Throb City or on Spice Channel, that they would enjoy my work. And right as I was starting to form my company, that's when Adelphia dropped the Spice Channel, and now nobody want to go see my movies, okay?
The other thing, Phil, is that I think they suspect Purple Vein Productions from...
Okay, I didn't want the name of that company mentioned. Do you mind?
I'm sorry. That they suspect Throb City... has a monopoly, on-site massage, date surrogacy, mobile DJ service. We think that they're probably trying to restrain their trade.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Are you going to form this? Are you going to file a lawsuit?
We are considering it. We're going to wait and see if they put Spice Channel back on.
All right, San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, San Diego.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Could you turn your radio down, please?
Yeah, it's down.
I can hear it in the background.
Oh, okay.
Turn it off.
All right. All right.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I have a question for the guy, Norton.
Yeah, my name is Chris Norton. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
You believe that you're good-looking and you can make a lot of money, by the way, to live, making a living or whatever. But if you believe that you're good-looking, do you know that you're doing a prostitution?
What?
You're making...
What am I doing?
You are, if you are making this money out of your looking...
My trade is being restrained.
If you're making your money out of being good-looking,
right.
You are actually selling yourself. How would you... What kind of man you are if you don't have a pride for your own self, you don't have a fate on yourself...
Yeah, but you know what? I got one of the largest collections of adult movies on the West Coast.
You know what?
My new company, Throb City...
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live, sir?
Well, I live all over because I travel throughout California and Nevada, and I have two houses in San Diego. Most likely, I live in San Diego.
We're going to try to get on Cox Cable System in San Diego with the Throb City Movie of the Week.
You know what? I don't believe watching porno movie.
Well, no,
you know why?
But it's very tasteful. We have we do a lot of different positions. We show women how to. I mean, I don't want to be crude or nothing, Mr. Henry, but we do show women how to polish cone. And
sir.
Okay.
Sir, if you really love your woman, you don't need to watch those kind of stupid things.
Okay, I don't want any terms like polish cone or anything like that.
Well, I apologize, Mr. Henry, for my client's insolence. Mr. Norton, please do not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're saying what, Chris, to this gentleman?
I'm saying to the gentleman, okay, look. Throb City is going to be one of the top adult film sites, and if Adelphia Cable don't carry it, I'm not going to be able to have no access to the L.A. market or any other place where they are, see? Hello?
Do you believe in God?
What?
Do you believe in God?
In God?
Uh-huh.
How do you spell that?
God.
Oh, God. Did he say God?
G-O-D.
G-O-D, God.
God. Yes, I do.
You do. Do you know what you're making is you're worshipping the devil? Whoever watched that, that's a devil worshipper.
I'm workshopping the devil?
No.
Worship. He said worship.
You're praying for a devil when you do that.
Well,
if you believe that you don't believe in God,
Mr. Henry?
If you believe in God, you should have faith in him that he will provide you no matter what.
Yeah. Mr. Henry, I'd like to jump in.
Go ahead.
I would like to say to the gentleman, if you got a look at Mr. Norton nude, you'd say, that's one hell of a piece of equipment that God put on him. So how can you, you see what I'm saying? In other words, God made him in his image and likeness.
Very good.
And with a body like this, he has the opportunity for Throb City to become one of the largest producers of adult films ever.
Okay.
See? Yeah, I'm very good looking.
Okay, let me ask you something to the...
Me too.
My question is for the attorney.
Yes, sir, I'm the attorney.
If God put him in a very good-looking man in this earth...
If God put him...
Why?
If God put him on the earth...
Well,
if God put him...
Create him very good-looking, right?
It's hard for me to research...
Why he does not use that for God than using for devil?
I will tell you this, sir.
Who gave you that good-looking God? Why don't you pay him back? He's waiting for you, and he needs you.
You said God put him on the earth.
God put him.
Well, create him, not put him. I said create him.
Well, look, if Satan has if Satan has a porno channel in hell, man, he'd be watching Throb City 24 hours.
Who?
Throb Satan. Satan watches Throb City. That's going to be a billboard.
Don't think so.
That's going to be the billboard. The devil watches Throb City.
Right.
All right. The gentleman in San Diego, I think you've asked some very good questions. They are of a moral nature and a religious nature, and I think that those also should be considered. So thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686, and you gentlemen seem to be avoiding that.
We're not avoiding anything, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, you're avoiding it with a lot of jokes and stuff. Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this message is regarding the attorney of the gentleman who's the adult film star. I am a judge here in the city of Philadelphia in the 3rd District, and I believe that your attorney, sir, is doing you a great justice in representing your case in this fashion. Based on the information that you have provided thus far in this program, indeed is no restraint of trade.
Wait a second. My client has a right to make a living.
You are defrauding your client.
My client has a right to make a living,
money.
Sir. Are you a judge?
Yes, he does.
We're in traffic
there are other
court?
Venues. Possible to make money in his industry and other areas of the country.
Are you a judge in traffic court or where do you? I have a right to advise my client as to the best possible means of disposing of this case in a favorable way.
I understand that, sir, but I believe you are defrauding your client of his funds.
And let me ask you a question. Why doesn't my client have the right to...
Okay, you guys are talking over each other.
No, I want to ask the judge. Why doesn't my client have a right to traffic his commerce in all the other venues that other filmmakers get to. Other filmmakers get to be on cable channels. Other filmmakers get to be on television. But my client and his films are not allowed. Why is that?
There are other venues.
Other venues? What the
area,
Pussycat Theater?
In the country.
No, sir, not to make the same kind. In a Pussycat Theater? Are you talking about porno houses? I don't think so.
All right. Thank you very much. Good luck to you guys.
Are you really wishing us luck?
No, I'm not. But
well, Mr. Henry, if you ever want passes to Throb City, you're just getting...
Yeah, I'll get those passes to Throb City.
Well, seriously, Phil, we gave like 4 pair to your producer, Mike Schaefer.
These are passes to what? To what?
To the opening of the Throb City cable channel.
Well, where's that opening?
Well, right now, we don't have no cable channel. I mean, we don't have no cable system. But when we do, there's 4 passes to...
Well, wait a minute. If you get Throb City on a cable channel, isn't that television?
That is correct.
Then why do we have to give away passes?
Because for the people to come see it.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. So we've got 4 passes to the opening of Throb City.
It's going to be an opening night gala party, what my client didn't understand.
Oh, great. Where's it going to be at?
I'll probably have it at Tony Roma's or something, but I haven't called him yet, so I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, guys, and we'll see what we can do about that. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Well, what do you want me to read from here? Well, I know they want me to read these porn titles. These are all the movies that Peter North has ever been involved in. And we got this off of IMDb. And the reason is because we were in researching this Adelphia Cable dropping the Spice Channel bit. We wanted to see exactly what films they were talking about. And I said, well, there's nothing really interesting about this unless you only read the titles of movies having to do with rear ends or butts. For instance, he was in a film called Ass Openers Part 8. Now look at this. Here's Craig's just loving that. And then you go on down the list here to Ass Openers Part 1. And, oh, I can get that out of here. God damn it. When I start a bit, I want to start a bit. Now they're telling me to go to something else. You know what I, you know, screw the, that. I'm going to go to something else. What I really wanted to talk to and talk to you about is the My Friend's Place event that we went to on Saturday night, because that was quite a wonderful moment. And I kind of want to just say one thing. We had a great band up there. We had the great services of a great artist like Dwight Yoakam, who performed for free. And because that's just the kind of man that he is. He's a great artist beyond music, an actor, a director, a writer. We had all of the fine people that turned out for this and did the silent auction and involved themselves in all of the festivities of the evening. And they raised some money for My Friend's Place, which is this resource center for homeless kids that I've been telling you about. Now, I looked around myself there on a Saturday night and I said, this is something to be proud of. I do a talk show. And I listen to other talk shows, which if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know that I have no great love or admiration for talk radio. I don't particularly even like radio. I've said this many times. One of the reasons why I particularly don't like talk radio is it's such a phony medium filled with phony balonies who think they're going to change the world with a lot of hot air coming on and teabagging about this or that or something else, or go to the phones and call your congressman and get out the vote. And a lot of baloney that they think really that they're having a big effect, and they're not. I can't think of anybody. I don't care who you want to mention. I can't think of one person who's changed anybody's life who's got a talk show. Not one. I know who you're thinking of, and not even her. Oh, I know the other guy you're thinking of, and not even him. We listen to those people for one thing only, because they entertain us. And I always believe that about me, especially. I said, Phil Henry's not going to change the world, not with a talk show. And if I ever do try changing the world with a talk show, somebody ought to shoot me, put me out of my misery. So the only reason why we're here every day, number one, is to entertain ourselves, and then number two, to entertain the listeners. Then number three, to make money. Number four, to get the approval of our bosses. And number five, for the approval of the callers. Do you see where I put the callers on that list? They're like fifth out of five. And the listeners are second, and the bosses are fourth, just behind money. So maybe I got my priorities out of whack, but that's exactly how I view my show. That's exactly how I view my work. And that's exactly why I do it. For those five things, all in that order. Me, then the listeners, then the money, then my bosses, and then my callers. But the number one reason why I do this gig is for me, so that I can have a couple of laughs here every day. So I can go to work and do something that I enjoy for a living. But the last thing I think I'm going to do is change the world. I thought to myself, well, there is some influence that I have, and there is influence that perhaps other people in my position have, and that is we could align ourselves with a charity or some kind of public service, and we can raise money that way. Those are the guys that go out and change the world. That's why we started raising money for My Friend's Place, because those are the cats that go and change the world. They're on the street. They're picking kids up out of the gutter. They're giving them a life. They're giving them a reason to live. They're turning them around. They're turning their lives around. They're sending them back out with a bath, with a shower, with a shave, and with a new lease on life, you know. Those are the guys that are changing the world. The guys at My Friend's Place, not me, not Laura, not Rush, not anybody, those people that work in the sewer, those are the guys that pick those kids up out of the sewer and change their lives. A big fat mouth on the radio doesn't change anything. All we do is sit here, pray to God we can pull a few ad dollars and an audience and keep our jobs for another 5 minutes. Which, speaking of that, I just read where Paul Harvey signed a 10-year deal for $100 million. Paul Harvey has just signed a 10-year deal for $100 million. That means when that deal is up, he'll be 113 years old. So you have to ask yourself this question, Paul. What are you going to do with all that money, man? But anyway, we'll get into that in a moment. More about that later. But first, I want to just say that, to my way of thinking, that's how you change the world. So if anybody out there has a big fat mouth and a talk show and you really want to do something instead of telling everybody what it is that you do, why don't you do something like what we're doing? Why don't you give your services and your time and raise a few dollars for a meaningful organization like a My Friend's Place and really help the world get turned around instead of gas bagging a lot of bull crap? which is, boy, have we been hearing it in spades since this presidential election's been going on. And then, of course, I read the letters in the LA Times. I actually read this letter. It's been such a boring election. No, I don't think it's been boring at all. I think it got boring when it started to get into DUIs and abortions. I thought it was pretty interesting, actually. I thought we got a pretty good idea as to what kind of guys these were and their grasp on the issues. I thought it was very well presented. I thought it was one of the best presidential election campaigns we've had in memory that I can think of, going back to 68 and before. I can't think of... And I've been around since at least 1968. I don't remember any presidential election that relied less on personal attacks than this one. And what do we get from people? What do we get from the tired American people with their MTV awareness, man, with their five-second span of awareness, with their quick cut, and they want a clean campaign, but they really don't want a clean campaign point of view? What do we get? It's been a boring campaign. Well, you know what? If you had 14 cents worth of brains in your head, maybe you'd think it was kind of an interesting campaign. I thought they were dealing with issues very well, maybe not the issues that you wanted to see them deal with, but hey, here's a clue. Why don't you have them raise those issues? Why don't you go out and meet them and tell them? Plus, the race is pretty exciting because the candidates are so bloody close in the polls. People say, why don't you go out and vote? I encourage you not to vote. I would like fewer and fewer of you to vote. I just want the smart ones to vote. Only the guys with, like, only college-educated people ought to vote. Don't you think, you agree with that? I personally, how'd we ever get to this kick that everybody has a right to vote? First of all, everybody doesn't want to vote. Secondly, everyone shouldn't vote. Well, you have a right to vote. Go out, exercise your right to vote. Well, they're not going to do it, and we've talked till we're blue in the face. I think only white college-educated men should vote. Let's go back to those days of yore when we had white guys voting, so-called college-educated guys voting, landowners voting, and what did we get? We got Andy By God Jackson. Anyway, I don't know, but go out and vote if you've registered. If you haven't, well, it's too late now. But I think it's going to be an interesting campaign. I thought it was an interesting campaign, but geez, to hear people talk about it. So that's what I think is, that's the way you change the world when you've got a radio show. You don't do it by running your yap about whether you think gays or abortion or whatever the hell is right. Because it's going in one ear and out the other. The way you change the world, if you have one of these kinds of shows, is you do things for people like my friend's place. So Phil Hendry is changing the world. And you guys, too, who contributed dollars to our CD, who contributed dollars to the silent auction, who give money to my friend's place year-round, who give money, whenever they need it, who were over there just bought a ticket to see Dwight and the rest of the guys, you guys are changing the world. Everybody else, they're just noise. It's just noise. Just a lot of background hum. Paul Harvey is 103, and he just signed a 10-year deal. So I don't ever want to hear anybody talking about how this early retirement and we don't treat seniors right. Paul Harvey just turned 103 years old, and he's got a 10-year deal from ABC worth $100 million. He'll be dead. The day after he gets off the air, he'll croak, and he'll have that $10 million paycheck. And he won't be able to spend it all in the next 10 years because, first, he can't eat most of that food. He can't drive. He can't do anything. Can't crap. Can't screw. He's going to have to give it all away. Good going, Paul. God bless you, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.